4. Porto Cathedral, Sé. After walking along the Ribeira, we now suggest taking the funicular Das Guindas to go up to the Sé of Porto, located in the upper part of the city, in the Batalha district. This place is one of the best viewpoints in the city. On the one side, you can see the river and its banks, and on the other side, the old part of Porto with its old buildings and colorful facades. The Sé, or Porto Cathedral, is one of the oldest and most important buildings in the city. Thanks to the explanations in this audio guide, you will understand why it features such an eclectic architecture. The origin of the cathedral dates back to the 12th century, so it displays a Romanesque style. Its sober exterior appearance and the rose window on the facade are good examples of this. The interior, with its barrel vault and its austere and poorly decorated appearance, also reminds us by its simplicity that this cathedral was born Romanesque. But construction of the cathedral lasted until the 13th century, so some Gothic elements were incorporated into the whole, such as the cloister or the funeral chapel of João Gordo, which are in the Gothic style. This mixture of aesthetic trends does not end there. The exterior of the cathedral underwent several modifications in the Baroque era, so many elements are typical of the Baroque style. Around 1772, a new doorway was built to replace the original Romanesque one. Other examples are the domes of the towers or the high altar. Around 1736, the Italian architect Nicolao Nassoni added a beautiful Baroque narthex to the cathedral's side facade. Let's continue the tour with the audio guide to access the 14th century Gothic cloister. It's well worth your visit. It is decorated with white and blue tiles, representing scenes from the life of the Virgin and the Metamorphoses of Ovid. The access to the upper floor is made via a staircase, also designed by Nassoni, and it lets you visit different rooms. Among them, the Casa do Gabildo stands out, where the treasure of the cathedral is exhibited, a good sample of sculpture, goldwork, books, and other liturgical objects.